Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome to the Zone, the Home Zone, Tulip Time Edition. It's May 6th, and you're in the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. I am your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Alongside of me is my producer, Diane. Hello.
Hey there.
How are you today?
I'm good. The sun is shining. That's always a good day.
Not only is the sun is shining, but it is tulip time.
The tulips are everywhere. They're just on time.
Absolutely. You know, true story, when I was in school, I grew up in Battle Creek, so I didn't grow up in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this, but when you come to Holland and you marry a girl that lives in Holland, you live here the rest of your life.
Yeah, you don't get to leave.
You don't get to leave. I got her to move as far as Zealand, but it's still part of
That's still Holland.
Yeah, it's still part of the Holland community. But anyway, so when I was a kid in school in Battle Creek, we used to sing the song, "The Tulips Are Blooming in Holland, Michigan." And I never really thought about it until I moved out here to Holland and kind of made the connection and thought, wow, even as a youngster in Battle Creek, Michigan, the cereal city, they still talk about tulip time all over the state of Michigan.
It's beautiful. When the flowers all come out at the same time,
It's definitely a beautiful thing. I'm kind of excited. I was listening to the live report that you had from Tulip Time. I'm excited about the Dutch dogs in the tulip.
Yeah, the dogs will be there tomorrow. Yeah,
I want to see if they have little wooden shoes to cover.
Have you ever tried putting shoes on a dog? They don't like it much.
Nah, I don't have that much free time. But, you know, I think Tulip Time really, it speaks to how wonderful our community is. And, you know, one of the things about having a wonderful community is a shortage of housing.
Yeah.
And we have an exciting new... By the way, did you like the tie, how we kind of bring that
together?
Yeah,
that's a nice segue.
Yeah, I know.
People practice
Well, Radio for Dummies is a book that I just kind of picked up, so I was pretty excited.
Did it help you?
Yeah. Well, not so much. But anyway, we have a new... exciting condo project. It's the first new project that we've had in quite a while. It's out at the old Holland Country Club, and we have Julie from the Villas of Holland here. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for making the trip all the way downtown during tulip time. It's always exciting and a little adventurous to get past all of the food vendors and everybody stopping to look at the tulips, but we're so glad that you're here. And more importantly, I am so glad to see the growth in the area. You know, Holland has been recognized through the last couple of years of being a really great community, both nationally. And so to see a new project come in and a really high-end, exciting project
right.
in a great area. Now, Julie, I don't want to steal your thunder, so we'll back up a little bit and tell me a little bit about the Villas of Holland.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. Covenant Development is so excited to be here in Holland. We've heard all of those great reports about Holland and how people want to live here and what a great community it is to be part of. And we have been looking for the right piece of property to bring our Villas community to. And we're excited to be doing that up in the Holland Heights area and be building at the old Holland Country Club Uplands.
Yeah. By the way, just so you know, you will probably find a lot of my golf balls in the ditch, in the woods, in the water. I have made my donation of golf balls to that course when it was there. But no, a unique piece of property, and really, like I said, I think anytime you're in an area and they're developing, that's a good sign. That's a good sign for the community. I mean, certainly our town, we've had our knocks, so to speak, but really just exciting to see it. So now the Villas, very unique. Now you guys haven't started building yet, is that correct?
Actually, I stopped by the site on my way here, and there are a few bulldozers on site. We're just getting some early work done and getting ready to put the information center there on site, which will be open as of May 19th.
So you're saying that the condos that are on site right now are the open air condos. So,
as far as my... Sleeping under the moonlight, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are the real vaulted ceilings. Actually, last week you and I, when we had lunch, we had the opportunity to go out and walk the site. And folks, I had to tell you something. If you have not done it, or if you're looking for a unique place to call home that's truly, truly unique, different from anywhere. The scenery out there is amazing. There's the park. It's the Macatawa Greens.
Macatawa Green Space Park, and many of our condos overlook it, and we actually took special pains to develop the site to maximize the views for the homeowners there, whether it's park views, wooded ravine, near the clubhouse. It's great.
Okay. Now, your development company, what was the name of it again?
I'm with Covenant Development.
Right. Okay. So, Covenant Development, you guys are an experienced developer. It's not like myself and Steve Sturken from Art Realty. We got together and said, hey, let's build some condos. All right. You guys actually have a history of it, correct?
We do. We've built over 200 condos here in the West Michigan area just in the past few years. So we've recently completed the Villas of Ada in Ada, Michigan. And just prior to that, we built the villas at Rivertown in Granville.
Okay. So this project, and so the idea of the project, it's kind of time-tested, if you will. You've done it in Ada, you did it in Granville, and you had a lot of success. Are the units that you're doing out here in Holland, are they the same? Are they going to be a little bit different looking? Or
they're going to have the same look and feel as the prior two communities. However, we have adjusted some floor plans and developed some new floor plans based on the feedback that we've received from our homeowners over the past few years.
That's great. It's great when a company actually says, hey, you know what? We're smart enough to take advice from the people that are living there, and we want to make it continuously better. And also for future homeowners, that's nice. Your opinion can be heard, and your opinions can matter. Now, holy smokes, it's time for the first break already. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Jeff Potter, and you're in the Home Zone.
Give me all your money, and no one gets hurt.
This is a phrase you pray you never hear? Heaven forbid. But if you're paying an average percentage of commission to sell your home, you're close. Art Realty will save you a load of cash with their flat rate system. If you had a choice of paying tens of thousands of dollars more in commission on selling your home or a small flat rate, which would you choose? You're not a glutton for punishment. Art Realty, taking the high cost out of selling your home. Sellers save. 616-662-7283. ArtRealty.com.
Welcome back to The Zone on 1450 WHTC, The Home Zone. I am your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. I'm chatting with Julie Gabala from the Villas of Holland. Did I butcher your last name?
Nope, perfectly right.
All right, look at that. All right. Diane, just make note of that. I was actually right. It's kind of nice. Diane never lets me be right.
Tell your wife you were right for a change. Right. She probably don't let you be right either.
First time in 16 years. That's exciting. So, anyway, so it is a little difficult, I would think, because if you go out to the site, you can see the beautiful views, but I'm more of a visual person. So now if somebody wants to contact you, I'm sure you have what's all your contact information?
Absolutely. The best way to get a hold of me is to call the Villas of Holland number, which is 616-368-9888, and I'll be sure to get right back to you if you catch me while I'm with somebody else. And also, as of May 19th, we'll be right there on site, and we will have floor plans, site plans, a lot of the interior finishes that you can see, the options you can look at, and you'll also have a safe place to stand to check out some of the views and what the community will look like.
Okay, well, that's kind of exciting, and you not have to wear a hard hat while you're looking at your new house, but certainly that's great. I think it's exciting, too, that you're actually going to have some models pre-built, or not pre-built, so people will actually be able to see the quality of the work of Covenant Homes, because you get, in Ada and in Granville, those are definitely higher-end communities, so the quality that we're talking about for these condos, it's a higher-end condo, correct?
It is. The exteriors are European country exteriors with stone exteriors, things like that. And then the homes are nice large ranch homes, 1,500 to about 2,300 square feet. And the interiors are semi-customizable, which people really like making their home their own and giving it their own look and feel.
So I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly. What was the square footage?
There are 1,500 square feet up to almost 2,300 square feet.
So that's what I'm talking about because, you know, in talking with people, I myself love condos. And if I didn't have three children, I would be in a condo, but as soon as they go to college, I will be in a condo. I'll be using Art Realty, by the way, to sell my home with their awesome flat fee structure. But anyway, there's a shameless plug for you guys. But yeah, I love condos. I think it's a great living. I mean, people, they take care, because you're going to be a full service, right? They're going to do the lawn and snow removal and all that fun stuff?
That's right. We will take care of all of the snow, even as much as we had this past winter. We take care of the lawns. The beautiful landscaping that we're known for is all maintained for our homeowners. And it includes many of the other features covered in the house, as well as the amenities throughout the community, clubhouse, a pool that you don't have to clean yourself, maintain yourself. And the clubhouse has a great community space for family gatherings, baby showers, wedding showers, and all of that is available to the homeowner. As well, in the clubhouse, we have a fitness center.
Oh, so you have those torture devices called treadmills.
Yeah, but there's a TV
exciting.
In there, too.
Oh, you got that going for you. All right, great. I'm excited about the pool. Now, obviously, you have to live there to use the pool, I'm assuming.
Yes, Jeff, if you show up to use the pool, you will get kicked out unless you buy a condo.
Well, I try to stay away from water because everybody tries to push me back in. I don't know if I beach myself on there, but as another show. But what we have, just to kind of paraphrase or just to really kind of, it's luxury condos. What's the price point?
The prices of the condos start at $200, and your final price is going to depend on the customizations to the home and the floor plan as well as the location.
Okay, so you've got a high-end luxury condo, brand new. I can't tell you when the last time we've had new condos built. I want to say, I think, and I'm probably wrong, so don't be mad at me, but I think Trillium Lakes was the most recent condo development that was built. So, again, it's just exciting because for homeowners, if you want a condo, it's always nice to get new. You know, brand new with a builder's warranty and that, because they do come with warranties, correct?
They do. They're going to come with a one-year builder's warranty, and there's nothing like buying new because things have changed in the building industry. So you are going to get a more energy-efficient home. The heating bills that you saw this past year, out the window, because you're going to have a nice, tight, energy-efficient built home.
Okay, that's great. Now, speaking of homes, because there is one thing I did want to cover, your homes are unique in the fact that the condos don't have basements. Is that correct?
That's correct.
See, I personally know you probably hear one way or the other commentary. To me, I think that's great because I'm glad to be on one level. I'm not really a big fan of stairs. What type of commentary, though, have you heard from people? Do people mind not having a basement or...
When people first are looking at the villas, they're questioning where they're going to put all of the things that currently exist in their basement, because for most people, they don't live in their basement. And so what we've done is taken those spaces that people use in their basement and put them on the main floor. So if you need storage, we've covered it. If you need an office space or a man cave, we've got it for you. You know, any additional craft space that you need, it's taken care of. That extra bedroom for when the kids come home, we've got you covered. So once people get into the homes and see that their living spaces and their needs are really taken care of, they love the designs.
All right. Well, I think, like I said, it's unique. And, you know, Michigan, this is kind of a unique part of the country because it's a lot of parts of the country, houses don't have basements. So we're just kind of, we get to take advantage of it. But I do believe that there's a lot of value in not having the basement. I think the bigger condos itself, if I have friends that have bought condos, and that would be the only thing that they said, boy, I feel like sometimes the condo's smaller. Well, if you're 2,000 square feet. That gives you a lot of room to stretch out and kind of relax.
Everybody still gets to have their own spaces, so we definitely have the floor plans to cover that.
Now, the only question you have is do you really want the man cave on the main floor where the wife could come? I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, no. We can close the door.
Yeah, right. What do you think about that?
That's, back in that, the head for you for later.
Right, that's that'd be a discussion off the air. Now, let's talk a little bit about financing, because looks like Diane told me we got about 2 minutes to go into the break, but just to kind of talk a little bit about it. Now, because your project will not be fully complete until it is, your project is going to be called what's called a non-warrantable condo. And that's actually, in my opinion, as a lender for 20 years, that's a horrible name.
It's a terrible term because it doesn't really explain at all what it is.
Immediately, when somebody says non-warrantable to me, I think, it doesn't have a warrant. You think you're bad. But actually, and when we come back, we'll chat, I'll kind of go into a little bit more depth as far as what a non-warrantable condo truly is and the different financing options. Do you guys have a website that people can go to and kind of look at plans, or is it better just to call you?
It's great to call me. We're getting ready to launch our new website, and if I have people's email addresses, I will send them the link to that right away. They can go to covenantdevelopments.com, but as I said, we are getting ready to launch the updates that will include the floor plans and community information. But as for right now, if they call me, I can send them that information.
And you know, you can also call Steve at Art Realty, because if you're going to be coming needing to sell your home to buy one of these luxury condos, Art Realty has that great flat fee structure. You can contact Steve at steve@artrealty.com. And then Steve, who doesn't like to be on the mic, Steve, what's the phone number over to Art Realty there in Zeeland, sir?
That's 616-662-7283.
Okay, what was that again?
616-662-7283.
Ah, that's wonderful. So, guys, thanks for being so far hanging in here with the Zone. We're going to go to our second commercial break here, and we'll be back. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.
Just because a company is fairly new, it doesn't mean the people aren't experienced. For example, the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan was formed in 2008. However, thanks to a series of mergers and acquisitions, their heritage can be traced back over 100 years. In fact, more than 65% of their staff has 10 or more years of experience. This continuity of people, systems, and collective experience provides the foundation for excellence that customers have come to expect from the TransNation Title Agency. And it isn't just their staff that's experienced. As a title brokerage, they work with a variety of companies to get the best prices and policies from some of the strongest names in the country, including Commonwealth Land Title, Fidelity National Title, First American Title, Old Republic Title, Stuart Little, and WFG Title. Combine that with their local and regional knowledge, and you get unbeatable service. That's the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan at 347 Settlers Road in Holland. Call 616-392-3241 or click transmi.com.
Welcome back to the Home Zone. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. You're on the Home Zone, or I should say you're listening to the Home Zone. We have Julie Gabala talking about the Villas of Holland. And again, before the break, we started to touch on a little bit that these condos would be non-warrantable condos. And again, just to hit on this, we talked a little bit about it having such a negative kind of, anytime anybody hears it. And I think a lot of times people don't realize what it means. So I thought I'd take just a few minutes and talk about that. But before I do, have you had that issue before where people talk about, or they get a little nervous about a non-warrantable condo, or they don't understand? Or
we do, because we work through this at the beginning of each of our projects, and some people are concerned about it, don't understand it. It just needs a little bit of education, and also it needs the right lending partner with the right financing options, and then it's not a problem at all.
And certainly that lender would be North Point Bank. Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, 616-726-5590.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug, and I'm okay with that. A non-warrantable condo, what basically that means, just to kind of the Reader's Digest version of it is this. The condo is not available for financing through Fannie and Freddie, which are the main lending agencies, if you will, because the condo project, for any number of reasons, doesn't meet their completion requirements or their relationship of rentals versus owner-occupied. So, for example, if you have – we have a couple here in Holland, actually, too, Julie, where they're smaller projects. Maybe there's 25 units in the project, and of those 25, five of them are rentals, and then the other have – owners that own the home. Well, in that particular scenario, because the amount of rentals versus owner-occupied homes, then that project is considered a non-warrantable condo. So it has nothing to do with the quality of the home. It has nothing to do with how they're built or anything like that. The other part is if, as the condo development's being completed, if the homeowners association is in control of it. So again, it's just it's very unique, but it's definitely not something to be scared of in any way, because you still have great quality homes. And there is financing available, contrary to popular belief. North Point Bank, and actually there's a couple other lenders here in town who I will not give a shameless plug to, offer financing available for non-warrantable condos. We do it with as little as 5% down. So a ton of different options. And I just, you know, I think, don't you think that that's important that people realize that? And
I think it's important that they know it doesn't mean they're buying a lemon.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a lemon law condo, right?
So for the villas, we just run into this as we're completing the first stages of the community. We're still building the clubhouse, different things like that. But people don't want to wait until all of that's complete to start enjoying their new home. So those different lending options are important.
And really, unfortunately, this is a little bit self-serving, but that's one of the things that I truly do love about North Point Bank. We're a small local lender, and we can be flexible for people. We have the ability to help people at where they're at, and we have great products. Again, doing the non-warrantable condo stuff, we have in-house lending and processing right in our office in Holland. It gives us the ability to be very, very quick and make common sense decisions. And that's one of the things, like I said, that drew me to North Point, and I think where I will be able to help out a lot of your clients and offer them a really competitive mortgage. But I mean, this isn't the mortgage hour, so to speak, so we're going to get back to the villas. But as just a question that you may hear from time to time, do you think that non-warrantable condos, because I'm sure you get the question, does that hurt the marketability, in your opinion, of a condo if it's non-warrantable?
It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. We found, especially at the Villas of Ada, fastest-selling community in the greater Grand Rapids area while we were building it, and non-warrantable condo mortgages were being written throughout that process. So mm-hmm. It's still a very strong marketplace to both mm-hmm. buy and sell in.
Mm-hmm. And the best non-warrantable condos were written by North Point Bank. Jeff
absolutely.
Yeah, Jeff Potter, 616-726-5590. Or jeff.potter@northpoint.com. So, Diane's giving me a look like, yeah, I think I'm going to get – you're going to hear a loud thud because Diane's about to throw a stapler at me.
Yeah, but, let me get that.
So I can't believe this, but time is basically up. Thanks for tuning into the Home Zone this week. Remember, you're always able to, if you have different comments about shows or stuff that you want to hear, you can email me at jeff.potter@northpoint.com. Or while we're on the air, you're always able to call in at 395-1450. And thanks for being in the zone here, the Tulip Time edition of the Home Zone on May 6th. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. And before I go, Julie, what's that phone number one more time?
616-368-9888. Call me for the Villas of Holland condominiums.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you next week on The Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.